Welcome back to the Hagman and Hagman Report. Your phone calls up next. We're going to get right into the phone banks. Do you have the phones? All right. We're right back into the program with your comments, your questions, your concerns. And before we do, I just want to mention AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Folks, they are the go-to company for all things survival related, long-term storable food. Let me tell you, lady or studio dog, she was laying here right by our feet, loves the long-term storable bananas, loves those, man. And I'll tell you, they have the best tasting long-term storable food. You don't have to eat paste, wallpaper, and cardboard. No, you don't. And you will be snacking on using your food with the sans emergency. I mean, it's that good. In fact, they've got the marvelous shelf life. And, folks, if you go to AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, you do some price shopping, they can offer you, for example, the Thrive products, as one example. You try to find lower prices, you're not going to do it. And they have just such a great selection, just a fantastic selection of long-term storable food. Just great company. It's a Christian-owned, veteran-owned company. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. And also, they're a sponsor for Hear the Watchman. All right. So the conference that's going to be, we're going to be at next month. Well, just what? About 40 some days away. It's getting up there. The conference that's going to feature, J.B. Wells, Greg Jackson, Russ Dizdar, Pastor David Langford.
Paul McGuire
for one day. He's going to travel. He's going to be on, I mean, he's going to just, I don't even Michael think, Baldea. I think the plane's just going to stop or slow down and, you know. Michael Baldea, you heard him on our program. You loved him. I mean, all the people that you know and love are going to be there. Let's say, here's the Watchman Conference, and the American Survival Wholesale is a sponsor for that. It's going to be really interesting. It's going to be enlightening. It's going to be informative, the conference that is. It's going to be, you're going to walk away inspired, informed, and it's going to be a great time. Sitting down with J.B. Wells and again, all of the other luminaries that we mentioned, in spite of us, you're going to like it. So, but AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, the premier survival wholesale store on the internet. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. And I want to mention too, folks, Block It Pocket. This, I'm going to tell you, if you have a cell phone and you hold it up to your ear, or if you hold it, if you have it in your pocket and you're a guy or even a woman, I mean, these things are radiation, whatever. I mean, they just,
emitters.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous, folks. Block it pocket. Talk about enhancing your health, protecting your privacy, protecting your data. I mean, aside from the radiation. More and more. And Eric the Tech can tell you that there's a lot. And he's going to be telling a lot of stuff because he's got a little corner that at HagmanandHagman.com. He's going to be talking and giving you the ditty on all things data related. But anyway, Block and Pocket, they've got a great product. You put your cell phone inside this. It does not work. People can't steal the data off your phone. You are completely under the radar. Your phone is not in use. It doesn't even show up. I mean, not even a blip on the radar screen. Block It Pocket, folks. Go to Block It Pocket. Go to HagmanandHagman.com. Click on the link to Block It Pocket, and it's yellow. You can see it. Eric's doing it right there. He found it. See, go there and have at. If you have a cell phone, and I purposely do not, don't like them. I don't want them. Last time I tried to use one, it was my wife's, and I couldn't find the dial pad. when did that happen? When did they take the numbers off that thing? I finally put it in the trunk because I didn't know what I was doing. I mean, I put it in the trunk because I didn't want.
I remember that.
Yeah,
you couldn't get an alarm to stop.
No,
yeah, threw in the trunk.
Well, I was actually there. What's that face stuff? I'm on camera.
Yeah.
I'm on camera, and it's a phone, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, what's going on with this thing? Where are the numbers, and why am I looking at myself in this? And why is there somebody on saying hello, hello, hello? I don't know who I called, but all I could see was me. So I don't know. So I was at the hospital with her mother, I think it was, before she passed away. So I opened the trunk of the car and put it in and shut the trunk. I said, hey, man. Yeah, she wanted me to call somebody. I can't remember what it was. But anyway, so I can't handle it. So anyway, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Block It Pocket. Go there and let them know you heard it on the Hagman Report. All right.
This hour, we're going to take your calls. 844-769-2944 is the number. We got a full bank now, and we're going to start by going to Wyatt.
Wyatt.
Wyatt joins us from Montana. Welcome to the Hagman and Hagman Report.
Hey there, guys.
Hey, man.
How's it going this evening?
Well, I don't know. It's you going. Tell us.
Oh, well, it's going. I just wanted to say I've been listening to you guys for about 3 years. I'm like 24, turning 25 this month on the 20th, and I didn't grow up in a Christian home or whatever. I'm not going to go into details because I know to make the calls and stuff concise and whatnot, but I just wanted to talk to, you know, just to everybody out there that's, you know, that's struggling with, you know, that had ever struggled with addictions or whatever else, or, you know, anything that we've ever faced in our lives, you know, like been beaten down and, you know, there's deception and there's, you know, like the religious pharisaical spirit or just all this stuff. I mean, all this, yep. We don't struggle against flesh and blood. It's just amazing to really, you know, find that when the Holy Ghost really starts speaking to you about stuff, and it's, you know, there is nothing that can stand against us if, you know, we're really seeking Jesus in everything. And, you know, his power is above all. His name is above all. And it's just, it's really encouraging all the time, you know. And I just want to thank you guys for what you do. Everyone out there is listening and everything like that. I mean, I'm I don't know who I'll ever meet and it's whatnot. I'm hoping to go to hear the Watchman here in March, but I'm working on fixing a lot of the stuff in my past and debt and stuff and whatnot. But, you know, we're all missionaries. We don't have to go to a foreign land because being born again, we're not of this earth, and we are sojourners here. So it's always important, and it's always we're always able to witness and for Christ's power to come out through stuff. And just the more that we seek Him and learn to do spiritual warfare, you know, we got to take back all the land that the enemy stole inside people, and, you know, think of the unsaved and go into the places to be believers like Philip and, you know, all of them, because it's really, you know, we got nothing to lose. We have everything to gain.
You're right. You know, yeah. Wow. Well, I'll tell you, thank you for your 3-year listenership, Wyatt, and we hope to meet you. And if you do come out to Texas, we look us up, and I will remember your name. So will Joe, and we'll buy you a cup of coffee, and it'll be a fun time. 3 years,
yep.
And you're still listening. That's good. All right.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling. God bless, buddy.
Have a good night, Wyatt.
God bless.
That was Wyatt, man. All right.
We have with us our studio dog, Lainey.
Yeah. She's up
right here.
Actually,
look how cute she is.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm not going to tell you the story about her running through the mud today. All right.
All right.
Let's go back to the phone.
Next, from Virginia, we're going to go to Maria. Welcome to the Hagman and Hagman Report.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
So nice to see Lady. I'm glad she came up like that so we could really see you petting her. That does her hearts good.
Yeah,
that's
no,
sweet.
She's
camera shy.
Normally she is, yeah.
On.
Yep. Yep.
She's a darling, and you know, when stuff gets rough out there, we need to see sweet, innocent, beautiful, loving animals like that and this kind of affection. It really does our hearts good. I think that's a gift that God's really given us.
Yeah, I do too. And we let her in here. She has the run of the studio, run of the office, and it's fun, you know. So, and she knows, you know, she really knows, when people are stressed, when, you know, but she loves the whole tones music, and she kind of lays down and kicks back with when that's on. So, but it's great to hear from you. And just for the, if I can, I just want to say for the, listeners who don't know, this is, Maria Canise, author of Prepare for Persecution, a number of other books, fantastic books. So, I really appreciate your work, and I just want to say thank you for allowing me to write the foreword for Prepare for Persecution.
And Maria, thank you for all the work you do. The books that you put out, even from the small scriptural inspirations to the books like Preparing for Persecution or Overcoming Tribulation.
And it's just fantastic.
They are very needed in these times, and I hope people take the opportunity to find them out and get them, as they are very affordable and very informative.
Yep.
Well, thank you. And I wanted to clarify. I have some news here, but
yes.
I wanted to clarify something because sometimes I call in the stuff about numerology and satanic ritual days and things like that. I want people to know I do not write about that kind of stuff in my books, okay?
Sure.
I just want to understand how the bad guys are thinking and when they're likely to do things. But my writing is to build Christians up and help them be able to stand up to persecution, and it's biblical and quotes lots of scripture. So I do not get into that kind of stuff at all. I just wanted that to be clear for the record.
It's perfectly clear. And you know, it's kind of like what we talk about. We write about it from an investigative point of view, but, and your books are filled with Bible basics and.
Oh yeah, biblical truths, spiritual truths based on what you give as evidence, which is the scriptures, which we can ask for books. I wish every book gave scripture as their basis for understanding.
Well, the Bible speaks for itself. We can get, you know, groups of scriptures together that point to certain principles, but the Bible speaks for itself. Anyway, I got some news, and I'm very much into watching what the occultists are doing, because that has a lot to do with persecution. The more occultism ramps up, the more attacks are going to be on Christians.
Yep.
And so on January 25, things are happening faster. The Fox Channel had their first show of their Lucifer, and at Fox.com they have a picture of him with a statement, "He makes bad look good," like they're proud of it, you know.
Giving
and
that
the
a
actress
good name.
Described as being handsome, charming, charismatic, and popular with the ladies. And one place said that he had a British accent. So I don't know. I never watched a show like that, so I couldn't tell you.
The British accent's a nice tweak. Okay, go on. I'm sorry.
Yes,
I didn't mean
it is.
Interrupt.
It makes him continental and romantic, and you know that charming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then Bond, James Bond, right? Then
yeah.
5 days later, on January 30, we're back to London again, aren't we?
Yes.
London trying to propagandize with Tavistock. British accent fits right in with that, doesn't it?
It does. I'm glad you picked up on that. That's kind of what I was going for, but you came through. You had mentioned something, if you don't mind, I don't want to take you off your train of thought, but you had said something earlier. Privately, during a private conversation we had about two sacrifices, a man being burned. Remember, you know what I'm referring to, right?
Right, right.
Okay. Not too many people know about what you're talking to me about. If you can kind of frame it, am I putting you on the spot or?
Okay, no, that's okay. Lavoy Finicum was murdered on January 26th, which is one of those satanic ritual days when they have blood sacrifices and also do sex rituals. And to me, it's real interesting that the group was given a box of sex toys shortly before that. That's such a wacko thing to do. Why in the world? Well, if this is part of a satanic ritual sacrifice, on that day you're supposed to do sexy stuff before you do... Now, those guys were too decent to use the toys. They'd have trashed them, but even so, it's just kind of form of sexual assault on them.
That's the only excuse.
And then they murdered the guy in cold blood. And they said he was charging him. The guy was up to his knees in snow. You can't charge when you're up to your knees in snow.
That's right.
I heard the interview with them and Bundy, but also with the lady who was in the car with Finnegan.
Right.
Victoria,
I think
Hodges.
It was.
Yep.
And then the other thing is, right after that, the woman who was in the car, they said you could go home from the jail, but you had to have all the guns out of your house first. So she had her husband take them to her son-in-law's house, and they didn't put him in the house. They put him in, he's got like a big work shed in the back, you know, where he works on stuff. And he was there that night working on stuff, and the place caught on fire, and he was burned alive. Well, I see that as being a second satanic ritual sacrifice.
Oh, wow.
See, and you told me that, and I did not frame it that way. Went right over my head. Folks, did you know that there was another?
So the witness in the who's in the car of the stop by the FBI of Lavoy Finnegan and the shooting death, one of the witnesses in the car, she was told to relinquish her weapons, and her brother or brother-in-law, you said, took
her son-in-law.
Son-in-law, there you go.
Yep. So her daughter's husband.
And was killed in a fire days
after. Right, and you know, they say, oh, we had a wood stove. Wood stoves don't cause fires. We had wood stove for years in my parents' home. People who know what they're doing, country people, farmers sure do. That's not going to cause a fire.
No.
You could rush out the door. So they must have thrown a firebomb in there.
The wicker man, the burning man. Yeah.
Well, here's the other thing. The 26th is a satanic ritual day, but that means from the midnight of 26th, actually before that, because you've got to get the people there and get it all organized, until 3 o'clock in the morning of the next day. So it's really, these things are all a two-day thing. So I see this as Finnegan on the 26th and this other guy on the 27th. Either that or the night of the 26th. I don't know which night it was, but either way, it ties right into that day. So
very interesting.
That's the reason I look at these days, because I want to see, you know, how they're thinking, what they're doing. The same reason I look at the cover of The Economist.
Yeah, and
but,
that doesn't...
And listen, these people are Christians that put most pastors to shame. The woman very, very quietly, matter-of-factly, calmly mentioned to Dave Hodges, of course we have to forgive them and pray for them. Like, to her, it's second nature. You don't see that in America much at all.
No.
These are very unusual people, and I was very struck with Ammon too. So I'm sure there was a mixture of types of people in that group, but those two are solid, and Ammon said they were there because they believed God wanted them to be there. Well, then let's forget the Monday morning quarterbacking. If this is a man who loves the Lord and prays, and he believes God wants him there, then he should be there. And anyway, why are people Monday morning quarterbacking when a man's been murdered in cold blood by our government? And there were over 24 snipers up in trees. The witness in the car, the lady, she saw them come down afterwards. I mean, there were hundreds of shots fired at that car. Hundreds. Plus, remember that he stopped one place and then he rushed off to the next one where he got caught in the snowbank? Well, the first time, there was a young man in the front seat on the passenger side. He rolled down the window and put his arms out with his hands up, empty, obviously empty, to show he's unarmed, and they shot at him.
Yeah.
You don't do that. That is not normal police at all. That is not normal behavior at all.
Mm.
So it's not normal military either.
That's right. Thank you.
No,
you know,
my dad says these people were ambushed. They were set up to be an example.
Absolutely. And
sacrifice.
Lavoy Finnegan, when he was running out of the car as fast as he could with his up to his knees, he was saying, shoot me, shoot me, shoot me. And the woman said, well, I can't read someone else's mind, but I believe he was trying to draw fire away from the rest of us in order to protect us. So he was laying his life down for the others.
As a true patriot and friend would, you know, and I've said before, there's two situations here. There's two distinctly different situations. There's what would happen at the refuge and then what happened on that road. And regardless of the motives or sensibilities of whatever happened at the refuge. It doesn't matter. They could have been totally 100% in the wrong at the refuge. They could have been. It doesn't matter because it does not negate what happened on that road. So no. You're absolutely,
absolutely
right.
But what they were doing on the refuge was studying land maps and deeds and things, and they were going out and giving talks every week to the farmers to teach them about the Constitution and their rights as citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what the feds do not want people to know about.
But, you know, you're not going to hear this in the mainstream media. You're not going to hear this in many of the alternative media segments. So this is fantastic. And I'll tell you what, you're a treasure with respect to not only your books, but your constant surveillance of the information and the news. You're just great.
Well, I come from a family where we've been supporting the persecuted church as far back as I can remember. My mom used to write letters to Russian prisoners in Russian. We got a Russian Bible, and she found someone who knew Russian who could show her which books were the same as the ones in the English Bible, because they're in a little different order. And so she would just find a chapter and verse in the English Bible and then go to the Russian one and copy it. And she was artistic enough to be able to copy the Russian characters. So she would send them these letters, these Russian Christians in prison, that were nothing but scripture in Russian. And she hoped they got through to the prisoners, but she said even if they didn't, some guard would read it in the process of deciding whether or not to give them the letter, and it might help the guard. She did that for years.
And that's an example of the type of action that all believers need to take part in.
Wow.
Yeah. So we've been praying for the persecuted church and being very aware of it all our lives, as far back, you know, as far back as we've, as I've been a Christian, as my parents have been Christian, so that's, they were saved in their 60s, that'd be about 30 years now.
Wow.
So it's very natural for me to suddenly become aware when I see signs of persecution coming in this country here.
How close are we? I guess we're there, persecution.
Well, Finicum is persecution, but the point is, when does it go full-blown, obvious, bloody? You have to have the convenient crisis to excuse it, and also, remember with Hitler, he said once we go to war, then he could deal with the Jews.
That's right.
Then people get so preoccupied with the war, they're not going to pay attention. Plus, they're going to be looking for bad, you know, somebody or other to blame for whatever's going on. They'll be upset. They want somebody to pick on. That's like go home and kick the dog.
Yep.
Well, the Christians will be the dog.
And in today's day and age, they don't need a war, per se, as they have the War Powers Resolution, which they operate under, the Patriot Act, the NDAA. All you have to have is a declaration of some sort of extremist or domestic terrorist attached to your name, and you can be singled out for up to, you know, indefinite prison to execution. There's a new article coming out today that Clinton and her email scandal was targeting American citizens for assassination in her emails.
Whoa.
You know, I heard that earlier in this... when I say earlier, I'm talking a couple of weeks ago. There was rumblings about that because under the State Department, well, think Benghazi, think the shadow CIA, you know, the State Department, their own CIA, if you will, and operating on American soil. I didn't know because some of those emails have been totally redacted and kept, you know, you talk about sensitive. Well, there you go. We're going to be following up on that.
Larry Nichols is actually on the list.
I'm sure Alex Jones and you guys are too. I'm probably on the same list, but a whole lot further down.
I think making a list and checking it twice. I think they're always checking it, making adding more people. But
it's a compliment. I'm in good company, and we're in company with Jesus and the apostles. All of them got persecuted, right?
Yeah. What makes us think we're any better or any less? Of a target than they were. My goodness. If we're going to preach it, let's preach it.
Why should we get a free pass when they had to go through so much?
Exactly. Right on.
There's a lot of people who are uncomfortable especially as Christians, baby Christians or new Christians, you know, that think about these things. But the Lord declares in His scriptures that all who believe in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And then
that's
there
right.
is in Psalms, I believe it's 115. I'm going to double check here, but there's a statement that's made in the Psalms by the Lord, which is surprising to most people, and it deals with His saints, and it deals with persecution. And I'm going to pull it up right now.
And there's one that says, "Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of His holy ones."
That's exactly the scripture I'm looking for. It's 116:15 in Psalms.
Yep.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. We're also told in Revelation that many shall be made white and purified because of the devil's wrath and the persecution of the Christians in those end times.
Right.
What a
blessing
you are.
So we just need to, the bottom line is, number one, God's grace is sufficient for us. That's what He told Paul when Paul was dealing with that thorn in the flesh, which really bothered him a whole lot. Whatever that thing was, it tormented him. But the other one is Romans 8:28. He makes everything work out for the good of those who love Him. No exceptions. If we love God, no matter what happens, He'll turn it around and make it work out for our good. Now, that's long-term good. We may go through a lot of suffering first. Okay? If we don't love God, nothing will do us any good. Having a lovely, comfortable, delightful life here and going to hell, what good does that do you?
Yeah. Good point.
So we need to get that big picture. The big picture is heaven and hell. Which way are we heading? And are we going to be going to hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," or are we going to hear, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you"? That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is very small potatoes compared to that.
That's right. You got that right. Perfect. I don't think we could. I mean, that's just a perfect message. Wow.
Well, I know you got other callers. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for what you're doing. You're very much needed. And listeners, please keep praying for these men. Keep praying for them and their families and even the dog, huh? And
there
equipment, you name it, everything. Everything you can think of. Finances, everything you can think of. And
right.
Dave Hodges and Steve Quayle, all the other guys that are watchmen out there, please, we've got to do our part and pray for them. We're not on the spearhead like they are, but we got to back them up. Okay?
Thank you.
Please,
God. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you guys.
All right.
Have a good night, Marianne.
Bye-bye. Author Maria Canise. Author Maria Canise, Prepare for Persecution, and a host of other books. Visit, just go to Hagman, or Amazon. Just her last name is Kneas, or just look up Prepare for Persecution. All of her books are listed up there.
All right. Next, we have Kevin in Washington State. Kevin, welcome to the Hagman and Hagman Report.
Good evening. I hope the night finds you well. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome.
Well, I had something I wanted to say, and then I have a question for you. So what
sure.
I wanted to say, and it's really interesting that the caller before had brought up the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the word for Mr. Finnegan was that he was assassinated. But I think also, too, the young girl that just happened by chance to be the young girl, Victoria Sharp, that was part of the Christian Family Singers, that just happened to be in that vehicle because she had missed the ride with the family to go up to John Day, and that how the hand of God had protected her through that. But I think what's so tragic is that that young girl, besides what happened to Mr. Finnegan, but that young girl went through all of that stuff, drug out of the car, sat down, had to see Mr. Finnegan there, had to witness all of those shots going on, had to have handcuffs on her, had to go through the interrogation, and then what did they do? They dropped her off at a Safeway store. And you, can you imagine if the shooting would have happened at a federal building, the people would be going through 2 weeks of counseling, and every time the door slammed, they'd be able to take the rest of the day off with pay. But yet they put this girl through post-traumatic stress disorder that she's going to have to live through for the rest of her life. And what a little trooper she was. And the hand of God had to have been around her that night, protecting her, because she was an innocent soul. But to put her through that, and then to just disregard her, it's just, it's so shameful. And I just say, as we go through life, the truth is self-evident. We don't have to make anything up. We don't have to put our opinions in it. The truth is self-evident. And the truth is, what they did to that young girl is shameful.
Amen. Wow. Again, I don't think we could have said any better.
I have a question for you, and for everybody out there in the audience. If you go to your wallets or you go to your purses and you take out a $1 bill and you turn that over, my question tonight is, I know there is the largest ball of string in the United States. I know there's the St. Louis Arch. I know there's cheese factories. I know there's cactuses and whatnot. Can somebody please tell me, in the United States of America, where is there a pyramid with a floating eye above it? Can somebody please tell me, in the United States, why is this on our dollar bill? Why is this there? Where is this pyramid with a floating eye above it in the United States? That's my question.
Well, you know the answer there, right? I mean, you do know the answer.
Yes,
right?
Sir, I do. Yes, sir, I do. And I just, you know, I listen to people say, I saw this. I don't have a TV in our household, nor would we have one here. And maybe I'm able to put a couple of words together because we drink well water and we're not being fluoridated here. And we try to go through life doing the right thing, and maybe a little bit of that light shines off on somebody else. And if they can pick a little diamond up out of the coal dust that's all around us, then, you know, that's what we can do. We can put our best foot forward. We can try to live the golden rule. But I say to everybody out there that the people that have their foot on our throats, the people that hold the lash that are beating us, we cannot turn to them and ask them to lighten up on the boot, and we cannot turn to them and ask them to lighten up on the lash. And what I mean by that is, we cannot go back into the system that is doing this to us and expect the answer to come from that system, because the system is inherently evil.
You got that exactly correct. And I'll go one more with you. On the back of a dime, okay, look at the symbol on the back of a United States dime, the fascist symbol. Symbol for world fascism is represented by a bundle of sticks as a handle made into an axe. You can see that on the back of a dime. The symbology of the Illuminati everywhere around us, the Statue of Liberty that shines over the New York Harbor. Well, that's ISIS. Okay, I mean,
Ishtar
does. Yeah, I mean, it depends on which Babylonian or which religion or pagan religion you want to, you know, adhere to. Yes, you're exactly right. I mean, look, the Eye of Horus hovering above that unfinished pyramid,
and Luciferianism. I mean, this is this is the Bible of Luciferianism. The story of how Lucifer is the creator, is the one who is the true God of, you know, bringing light and wisdom and knowledge to help humankind.
It's the Antichrist system, meaning anti, meaning in
and
place of.
Yeah, mystery religions that have controlled the money, political systems, and influenced the world religions as a whole. I mean, this is why the Bible says, you know, to come out of her, my people. We have to come out of the religions of the world and into the religion of Jesus Christ.
And one more thing. You mentioned the back of the dollar bill having the seal of the United States. You are familiar with the front. What's on the front? What's hidden there in the upper right-hand corner?
Yes, the owl.
Right.
The owl.
The owl.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think, you know, when we go through life, I think we have to get to a point where we have to stop asking permission. We have to take personal responsibility. We keep trying to go back into the system to fix the system, but it's the same as carrying a dollar bill in your pocket with a satanic symbol on the back. As long as we keep participating and as long as we keep doing these things, we lend credence to it, whether unbeknownst to us, whether this is some form of magic perpetrated upon us. The lady you had on before me, she spoke very elegant, but one of the things that she said, and I can't paraphrase like she did, but one of the things she said is that the righteous road doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be the easy path. And it's, you know, things that are well worth something are seldom easy to do. You know, the melding and what we your first caller, how he talked about getting his life back together, and
that's
we're
right.
All on this journey. It's never an easy journey to get to the true reward at the end.
And nor is it promised to be easy.
But yes, and so, you know, I just keep saying to people out there that I come across is that the system that is keeping us down, it is foolish. It's that classic definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing over and over again expecting a different result. The system's broke. We can't get what we think we deserve from a worldly system. The system that we need to be involved in is not of this world. It's of a greater power, a greater plane than where we're at now. And I just think, again, I go back and I look at these things that have happened, and I look at that poor little girl. You know, just to break it down, she had a Christian singing group. She missed the ride. She was put. Whether it was the hand of providence, I don't know what it was, but something put her in that vehicle, and yet she was shielded by the hand of God through all of that stuff that happened. And then after all of that, just disregarded and dropped off in a cold Safeway parking lot. This double standard that is going on out there, but we have to remember the standard is being perpetrated by evil. We have to call it what it is. We just have to call it what it is. It's pure evil.
Amen. Welcome to America with a K.
With that, I'll jump off and thank you guys. Keep up the good work. Very knowledgeable stuff, and may you be shielded and blessed through your walk in life. And thank you for your time tonight.
Callers like you, we already are blessed. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Kevin. You have a good night.
We have the best audience in the world on the planet. So
I'd say in the solar system.
Yeah, in the universe. It's thank you for being so good.
Bob, you are up next calling from Texas. Welcome to the Hagman and Hagman Report.
Man, it is so good to be able to... I appreciate y'all taking my call.
Well, appreciate you calling. What's up?
And they have had the volume turned so low on my phone. It's just been a challenge to listen. But what's on my heart is I'm going to echo what Maria was talking about, you know, concerning Lavoie Finnegan's assassination and murder.
Yep.
And, you know, this sort of thing has been going on for years, and I think what's happened is it's because of the internet and alternative news and folks like y'all and Dave Hodges and Hawk, I love Hawk, and Greg Evenson and Steve Quayle. I thank God for y'all. Okay, and I hope to meet you in Dallas, by the way.
Yeah.
So, getting on to this, what happened to Lavoie Finnegan, and to watch it, to see this thing real time, and how they set it up, it looked like some kind of hunt. It looked, and there's some, as I recall, as a child reading something about the hunting. There was a man. They put a man out to hunt, and I can't remember the author's name, but I remember reading that as a child in California, and or having it read to me, and I said, you know, that's what they're doing. They're hunting men. That's
sure.
what they're doing, and
yep.
and to see that, I said, you know, where is the outrage? That man. Even, okay, who are the BLM, okay, some government agency that's been armed, okay, a bureaucratic agency that's been armed, who are they to, it's okay for them to occupy a federal building, well, actually, it's a building that we the people own, what do you know?
That's right.
They can go in,
that's right.
They can go in and they can have their weapons and they can occupy it, that's okay. But if we the people go in with guns that are, by the way, that are not pointed at somebody else, okay? Okay, we don't point our weapons at them. They point our weapons at us, at their checkpoints.
Yeah.
Okay? I saw something where David Knight was down there and interviewed a rancher going into his own home, and he said he'd been in Africa, he'd been in third world nation, that he'd been through checkpoints where they had never, and he was scared at those, they had never pointed guns at him. And here we are in America, Americans pointing guns on Americans. I'm sorry y'all, but I am like, this has really touched me to the point of, I'm like, Lord, please help me, you know, help me contain myself in what I see going on in our country. I'll let you talk. I'm sorry.
No, you know what? It's good to get it. It's good to vent, but it's also good to speak the truth. You know, you speak the truth.
And Bob, you said something that so many people have overlooked, that the building that the ranchers and or militia were habitating is federal land, which in theory the people own the federal land, just like the people own, we the people own the White House and the Congress and all other land and government land here in the United States. It's supposed to be we the people. We're represented by a representative form of government.
But you know what? I gotta just say this. You know why this didn't make big news, why this situation, why this murder, not a situation, why this merger, and it wasn't a tragedy either, but you know why it didn't make big news? It didn't make big news because the victim, the murder victim, was not black. He wasn't killed in front of a 7-Eleven, okay?
Yeah, not pushing an agenda.
There you go. There you go. And everyone should understand. You know, it grieves me immensely, and it angers me exceedingly, the double standard by these. Look, I know the progressive, liberal, Marxist mindset. I can accept that. You are what you are. Okay, not you, but those people.
Yeah, I understand.
But,
generically,
but to the, yeah. But to the conservatives, the Republican, in quotation mark, conservatives, who have sullied the name of this murder victim, who have said, well, you know, that's what he gets for not...
He deserves it, yeah.
Yeah.
He deserves it because he shouldn't have been doing it. Well, you know what? He took a stand because of what they were doing to him and what they're doing. They're killing America through symbolism as well, just like... what was it, when they demolished the tavern where the Bill of Rights was being drafted?
Yes.
Do you recall that?
Yeah.
So they're gonna knock that down. Now they've got to knock the West down. They've got to knock everything down that's American, you see, and then have Obama go into a mosque and then lecture us on how terrible we are, what terrible Americans we are, because don't you know that the Muslims are responsible for America?
That's right.
I'm sorry. I know I'm probably overemphasizing things here,
no,
but
you're
this is coming out of me. Okay, you know, I'm sorry.
It's cathartic to do. I have my moments, but you speak the truth. You know, which you mentioned, and for those people not familiar with this, the goodness, the Sentinel of located in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Or, I'm sorry, not the Sentinel. The heck was that? The James Bell Tavern. Thank you. James Bell Tavern was partially demolished. And that was ridiculous. Just ridiculous. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was symbolism. That's what it was.
Symbolism. That's right.
In our face.
That's right. That's right. Man, it's absolutely incredible. And you know what? Expect a Waco type, or not a Waco, but expect a federal building to go up and have it blamed on the constitutional-loving people,
yeah,
on the freedom-loving
and
people.
See, I heard on NPR they had already talking about one of the fellas up there in Oregon having ISIS sympathies. You know, I listen to NPR, National Propaganda Radio. I listen to it for intel, okay? And
sure.
When I hear them talk, I know what they're doing. I know what their plans are. They push Rubio. Oh, all of a sudden Rubio's, you know, how did third place become above second place? You know, this crap going. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think Wayne Allen Root or John Rappaport, one of the two, said, watch Rubio. He's coming up, man. He's gonna pop Cruz.
That's the establishment pushing Rubio,
yep,
who is a blatant homosexual who put his... look at Wayne Madsen's article on that. He spoke about that months ago. And it wouldn't surprise me. Florida knew... the type of person he was in all this.
Yep.
So I can't say enough, because what happens is, you know, when you're talking on the phone or when you're doing emails or whatever, you can't put in enough emphasis. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure. You're not allowed.
Paul McGuire understands what I'm saying too, because I love everything he says. It's just there may be some miscues because of cyber.
Right on, brother. Well, thank you for your call. God bless you, man. Thank you so much.
I love you all, and hope to meet you all in Dallas.
Love you too, Bob.
We'll do.
Have a good night.
All right.
We got about 6 minutes left. Before
we go back to the phones, let me just put out a plea to everyone. Here's the plea. All right. Here's what I'd like y'all to y'all. Now I'm starting to talk like the last couple.
Y'all.
Yeah. Now here's what I would like everyone to do, if possible. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Listen to us either on Global Star Radio Network. This is our flagship radio. I mean, they're the greatest of great broadcasters. National or Global Star Radio Network.
You subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But subscribe
to
YouTube.
You get free broadcasts.
Yes. Well, there you go. As you know, so also, please understand this. We've reformatted the websites, HagmanandHagman.com, show information, show-related stuff only.
You can also watch the show live on the HagmanandHagman.com.
That's right. HagmanReport.com, information articles, information news you need to know. So bookmark that, HagmanReport.com, HagmanandHagman.com, show, HagmanReport.com, information articles, news that you need to know, topics for the show, and last but not least, HomelandSecurityUS.com. HomelandSecurityUS.com. That was my original site back 14 years ago, and it's got a lot of information. That's coming back up. That's going to be, I'm writing to that myself. That's going to be my little corner on the internet. Not that really anyone cares, but just for the sake of organization. So there you go. HagmanHagman.com, HagmanReport.com, and
HomelandSecurityUS.com.
There you go. All right.
All right. We're going to go to Keith. I'm sorry. Dave is up next. Dave, since we got about four callers and we got just a few minutes, let's try and keep it to a minute and a half. You're live on the Hagman and Hagman Report. Dave from Florida.
Whoa. Hey, Joe and Doug. I'm in Florida, man. I got out of the Nazi state, New York.
Hey, there you go. Dave from Long Island. There you go. All right, brother. It's good to hear from you. Glad you're in Florida. What is it about, what is it about 20 degrees down there? Come on. Come on. Tell me.
77 degrees. Okay. 77.
And folks, this is one of our, longest callers. He's been calling since we've been on air.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you guys are the best, man. You guys really are the best out there in the radio because you give it all and you give the spiritual side of everything. And I feel so damn good being down here. I don't want to say where I am in Florida. I'm not really in a place yet. But, man, it feels so good to be out of that communist, away from Cuomo. Oh, that scum, Cuomo and his son, who had the balls to come on and say that we get our rights from them, not from God. Chris, I think it's Chris Cuomo. Freak you. And the bishops and Cardinal Dolan giving communion to this freaking pro-abortion scumbag Cuomo. Freak you, Cuomo. And let me just say, Obama, put a target on me, man. Put a target on me. Islam is good. Islam is murdering. Man, you're raping the women over there in Germany. Man, you that's all you people do, man. You're psychos. You read the Quran and you go bonkers. Get rid of the Quran. There's nothing good to be said about the Quran. There's nothing good to be said about Islam. It's a demonic religion. Demonic. And I gotta say, Doug, if I can get to Texas with this car, by the grace of God, I got down here. It's unbelievable. But man, it's so much freedom down here. And I couldn't believe they actually allowed me to hold a pistol in my hand in a gun shop. I said, I can hold a pistol? Up in New York, you can't even touch a pistol. But anyway,
David.
What, Doug?
No, I was just going to say, it's great to hear from you. We're glad that you're out of New York State. We're going to have to let you go. We only have a few other callers in about 2 minutes.
We're not, you're not going to
hear from me.
All right, you're not going to be referred to... all right, brother. You're not going to be referred to as former Long Island Dave, now Florida Dave. God bless you. And by the way, everyone, Eric, the beads of sweat were on his forehead. He's mopping his forehead with a, looks like a white flag, as the caller progressed. All right. All right.
Let's go to Mike next. Mike, you're live on the Hagman and Hagman Report.
Doug, Joe, how are you guys tonight? God bless you.
Hey, thanks, buddy. What's up?
You know, I wanted to call. You know, we watch what's going on with Lavoie Finnegan, and we see what's going on, and you know, that is why Jeannie and I are doing Hear the Watchman. That is why we're trying to bring the Remnant family together. I hope your listeners tonight, I know we're short on time, I hope they understand that we are all under attack, and that, you know, we have, God bless Maria Canise. Maria Canise has sent Jeannie and I books. She sent us emails. She's been supportive of us, just as all of you have. Sheila Zielinski on her show tonight had a Watchman's Roundtable where everybody can hear a little bit about the speakers that are on there. But, you know, Hear the Watchman, people ask us all the time, and I know they ask you, what is it really about? It's all about God. Because, you know, we are under attack. We see the murder that happened to Lavoie Finnegan. And I'm telling you, the answer is Jesus. It's very simple. I talk to Steve Quayle. I've talked to both of you. I talk to Pastor Langford every day almost. You know, that's where the answer is. So, you know, folks, if Jeannie and I will do everything we can to get you folks to Dallas. Do what you can do. As Doug, you put it so well, it's time to saddle for battle. Get up off the couch. Do what you can. Come and be with us and be part of the family. I just so hope to see everyone there. And Doug and Joe, God bless you guys for what you do. Folks, support the Hagmans. Support
them.
Thank
you, Mike.
There are
Thank
boys.
You, Mike. And God bless you and Jeannie. We reached the end of the show, but Hear the Watchmen, March 18th through the 20th in Dallas. Go to hearthewatchmen.com, M-E-N, hearthewatchmen.com.
Just go to Hagman. We have a link up there. We can't take any more calls because of the time. I just want to say it's been a wonderful show. The callers have been just fabulous. The listeners have been even better. We can see you now
tomorrow
with our technology, so we know that you're in your jammies watching us. Tomorrow night, Dan Goodwin, the last 2 hours.
Author of God's Final Jubilee. He has just released a revised edition with more than 3 extra chapters, and his book actually has been in high demand, even though it's been out over a year. The revision edition has been in high demand. He's doing TV interviews, all kinds of interviews, and he's going to be joining us tomorrow to give us his take on things in this Jubilee year, or this final Jubilee year. We're going to get into a lot, from the Catholic Church to ISIS to the times we are living in, such as the beginning of sorrows, and what God's timetable has in store for us, as found by Mr. Goodwin.
Folks, prepare and pray. We have left the building.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.